kind of sobering to think about the fact that it hadn't been done. I guess that's probably not going to happen anymore in the future, that we have an agent we've been using for so long that we don't look at it in this way.
I'm not sure. I mean, it is difficult to do human studies, and that's why, you know, we are in an unusual position to be able to do that. We do surrogates, so we do, you know, cell lines, tumor xenografts, but rarely do we actually know how an agent works in a human being with the human environment, the stroma, the vessel growth, the epithelial stromal interactions. You know, that is very rarely done. It can only be done in a neoadjuvant setting. And we have been proven many, many times in terms of chemotherapy that what you see in vitro may not translate into what clinical trials. So this is my next point I would like to actually move on to, is that with targeted therapies, we have a lot of agents out there. And exactly the point that you're saying is that we do not know how these work in humans. We do not know in human breast cancers how this works. So you can predict Arisa, Tarceva, millions and millions were spent developing these drugs, and it looked as if Arisa had synergism with chemotherapy. And yet, in humans, nothing. So if we could actually do these studies with these perhaps potentially useful non-toxic treatments in women with breast cancer, once we know it's safe, we can bring up earlier in treatment in a neoadjuvant setting, maybe give it for 2 or 3 weeks, see whether it decreases proliferation or induces apoptosis. If we can see a mechanism of action, if it actually has in vivo activity and efficacy, then bring it forward and spend millions and millions of dollars in developing this drug. But if you see that it attacks, okay, EGFR, Arisa downregulates EGFR, but has no activity, if it has no activity on MAP kinase, has no activity on proliferation, has no activity on apoptosis, then chances are this agent is not going to be active in humans. And you can probably get the answer quickly in the neoadjuvant setting, perhaps after 3 weeks in a small number of patients. So it will be very cost effective to do, but difficult for most clinical trialists, because most clinical trialists would like targeted agents to be developed in a very similar way in which chemotherapy was developed. So in heavily pretreated metastatic, you know, having failed 5 lines of chemotherapy, try and dose patients, see whether there's any activity. But the chance of there being activity there is almost zero. And so potentially we could be getting rid of very useful agents because we're trying it in the wrong population.
You talked about the challenge of doing this research in humans. What are the major challenges? Is it sort of technologic or actually getting the studies done and patients on them?
Actually, I think it's a mindset. I think after 30 years of studying cancer biology and knowing all the different pathways ranging from RAS, MAP, you know, survival, all these different pathways, growth factor signaling, I think we're at a very exciting point that we may actually do combination therapies that may block important pathways, which will be different for different patients. And we have to move away from giving the same treatment to everybody. So it's all a mindset. The pharmaceutical industry has to get away with the idea that we have to give a agent to all women with breast cancer. They have to be able to give the right agent to a small subset of patients. And that is one thing they have to learn. Not learn, but perhaps try. So that's one hurdle. Clinical trialists, too, have to get around the idea of perhaps bringing these agents, once we have demonstrated the safety earlier in clinical trials, earlier stage disease, perhaps stage 3B, or first-line metastatic, to see its activity there. Because if you use these agents in heavily pretreated metastatic patients, I think that the activity would be very low. I think that I could perceive a study that you could give Avastin or anti-VEGF compounds for an initial period of time for 2 to 3 weeks. You can measure mean vessel density before and after treatment, and then you could add in a chemotherapy agent after a certain period of time, again do repeat biopsies to see whether or not there is activity both in apoptosis, proliferation, etc.